Phil?
Man, what's up, man? My partner in crime, man. I think he's out there kissing babies and stuff.
Oh, is he? He's doing what he does. Look, he takes 2 or 3 days off, and then now he's in there. He just, like, see, this is what you got to realize about Zach. He is a talker.
Yeah.
He likes to talk.
He likes to talk a little
bit. He does. He likes to talk, and he does this all the time where he just starts talking and just starts rambling. Like, kind of like my wife. Like, sometimes, like, when you're at a party, like, all right, babe, let's go. It's time to go. That is Zach. Look, he's doing it right now. I see him right now. Can't stop talking.
I got in trouble by my wife because she wanted to have a conversation one night. I was tired. I ended up falling asleep while she was in full conversation.
Oh.
I woke up. I was on the couch.
Yeah, she just moved you.
She
just moved you. It'd be the last time you fall asleep.
I was like, oh, man, I did it. I thought I was dreaming.
Yeah.
I thought I was dreaming.
She just picked you up and brought you back out there, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Stokes now yelling at Zach as he's coming back.
No,
I mean, who takes Zach, 3 days off?
Zach is big time. He was with Stephen A. Stephen A. Smith.
He was hanging out with Stephen A. yesterday.
Wow. He's acting like it.
We're talking about you rubbing shoulders with the big dogs.
After 3 days off? I mean, just
our
like,
boss wanted to talk to me.
Oh yeah, I bet she did. Well, how about show up 5 minutes early to work and then so you can actually be on time for your job?
I just flew in, man.
Oh,
I just flew
wow.
in.
What do you want?
Do you want a prize?
Oh,
I want a prize.
Oh, okay.
All right. Happy to be here.
How was your trip?
It was good, man. It was good. It was fun. Ran into old friends, you know, of ours, new friends, and learned. But I'm thrilled to be back.
Good to have you back. Got some action going on this weekend. CSU, CU.
Yes.
Just real quick, because Josh and I hit on it. How do you feel about Tad? And where were you at before? Hey, he's got to do something here, or he might lose his job. Obviously, they got hot here. How do you feel about Tad and what's going on here? Does he have to get to the dance? Is he already safe? Where are you at with Tad?
I think he's safe. And I heard you guys mention that on the way in. I think he's safe because I think Boulder is scared for, and I don't mean this in a terrible way, but I think they're scared for what life after Tad would look like, because you have to remind yourself what life before Tad looked like. I mean, that was not only like a bad program, it was just like a long-standing, historically irrelevant program.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they have more 20-win seasons under Tad Boyle than they have in the history of the program combined.
Wow.
So, and I think they really like Tad. He's got a great relationship with the university. And in college sports, man, that's so important. Like, the good working relationship with the coach and the university, the president. Like, he's long-standing there. And in addition to that, they won 22 regular season games, which I believe is tied for the most ever in the history of the program.
Mm-hmm.
So although they were disappointing and they came on late and they made it less disappointing, but I don't think in the big picture that Tad was going anywhere. But I will say, I'll shoehorn this in at the end, if he was coaching at a place where they really cared about basketball, Tad would probably already be gone, unfortunately, for Tad. And that's just being real.
Yeah, I think that's fair. And I think you make a good point there. The grass isn't always greener on the other side, right? Like, look where this program was. Look at what he's done with it. Has it been perfect? No, it hasn't been perfect, but it's been pretty dang good. And they're probably going to be in the tournament, hopefully.
Yeah.
They should be.
They're going to be.
Oh, yeah. You know, they just beat the Utes. Who's next? Who's next for them?
Washington State, number 22 in the country,
yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
They win tonight. They're definitely in. I'm not. I think they're a first four now, but we both said that's not in. Like, they're playing on Tuesday, but that's not really in.
Okay, now what about the Rammies?
They're
Josh
in.
Josh and Stokes?
They're in.
Not just that they're in. Does my man get to have his jersey hung up?
Isaiah Stevens.
Does my man finally get to have his jersey hung up?
Nah. He needs to lead him to the Final Four. And we'll
now
we're stuck on that.
Now it's the Final Four.
Final Four.
My man can't win.
Oh, my high standards around the CSU
look
over there.
Guys.
Win the Mountain West at least once, and then go to the Final Four. Well, I do believe the Mountain West is going to send 6 teams to the NCAA tournament, and I believe at the end of the day it might be double what the Pac-12 sends. I think Pac-12 might be looking at 3, maybe 4. We'll see. But this is exciting because we could have CSU and CU in the tournament. When is the last time that happened? Was it like 2016, something like that? I think it's been a minute where both of those programs were in the big dance, and we know the CU women will be in the NCAA their tournament.
DU almost snuck in there.
So close.
Summit League
lost
championship
in the finals, right? I mean, so that was pretty cool.
Zach was talking about the coach highly of him at the beginning of the year.
Yes, when my first year doing games there as a backup to Tyler Mon, I was looking at a 2-win Division I team that would finish in the middle of the pack of a lot of Division II conferences. Mm. No joke. I mean, they were really, really bad. And they hired this guy named Jeff Wolbrin, who is the associate head coach at Stanford. And it was the right hire. Because if you told me 4 years ago, that 2-win team that was just in disarray in addition to being a bad program, that they'd be playing in their Summit League championship with a chance to punch their ticket, it would have seemed impossible. But, and we should keep this in mind with the Broncos too, that's what hiring the right coach does. How could you come here where there's no culture and there's no talent and you hire the right guy and 3 years later you're playing in the conference championship?
It was a close one too, man.
So, yeah. So I root for that program, and that's what we're hoping for Sean and the Broncos. And I'm curious, before you guys get out of here, because I know you guys, did you guys sleep at the hotel?
Yeah, two nights in a row.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Was it two... two beds, or did you guys squeeze into a king?
No, it was just a queen.
Oh, it's just
a queen.
Head to toe?
Did you guys put a pillow between us?
No pillows in between. No, absolutely like not.
More ways than one.
Now, does Josh snore? Does Josh snore?
No.
I did have to wear the hairnet because it kept getting in his face.
At the hotel, two nights in a row. We had good time there.
I love it.
We had probably too much fun the first night and then responsible fun the second night.
Okay. I thought I was going to be gone for 3 shows. I thought I'd be coming back and be swimming in Broncos news that I missed out on.
Oh.
It feels like...
Tell them what they did today.
It feels like...
Adam Troutman got him locked up for 2 years, baby.
I saw that.
Big move.
They spending
big
them,
big things popping there. It's a head scratcher.
Oh, man.
It's a head scratcher. I don't know. And then you see the Vikings news.
Yeah.
Right? Where they got another first-round pick. I mean, they're not getting another first-round pick to pick someone at 23.
No.
They're moving up.
Probably
J.J. McCarthy. So it's like it's probably Bo Nix.
Well, I heard the Giants.
Or,
I heard the Giants are all in on J.J.
Yeah, there's a report coming out of New York from Connor Hughes from SNY saying that the Giants are all in on J.J. at number 6.
Right. But then you better have to move. You better move up.
Yeah.
You might have to move up to 4 to Arizona. Maybe 5, because that's what the Vikings are going to try to do. They're going to try to leapfrog the Giants and get in front of them.
Yes.
So it's not a great day, I think, for the Broncos, because they don't have the ammunition to be able to move up and compete with those teams when it comes to draft capital. So not a lot of signings. Obviously, the Troutman one was, for me, a little bit of a head-scratcher.
Breaking news!
It's like it wasn't good enough last year. Like 22 catches. They give him like... 2 years, $7.5 million.
Mm-hmm.
Like $3 million signing.
I got to go back and look at that.
Yes.
Like $3 million signing bonus.
What?
Yep.
So he's probably making over $4 million his first year here for 22. And he's not like he's a great blocker. So that's a head scratcher there with how they're spending their money. Knew they would be a little bit conservative here.
That's just knowing somebody. That's what that seems
that's
like.
Exactly. Yeah. That's Sean's
just knowing somebody.
That is Sean's guy. Weren't they together before, right?
Yeah, New Orleans.
I mean,
that's sick.
But with the quarterback, I knew for sure. Like I had it, the odds at -4,000. That was coming back here on Friday and reacting to one of the free agent quarterbacks, and to just nothing.
So I think it tells you that they're, and this is what I thought before the Vikings. It was quarterback roulette. Spin it. And whoever's available at 12, they were going to take, whether it be probably not McCarthy, but Bo Nix or even Penix Jr.
Even
Penix Jr.
I told you, Michael Penix Jr. is getting ready to move up on a lot of people's draft boards.
I don't know if that's true or not. I don't know if that's true or not. But it's just like, what are the Broncos doing? If that's like that, that's
Sean likes Stidham. I think that's what else it tells us.
Yeah.
He likes Stidham, and he'll pair Stidham with a young quarterback, and if they can't get one in the first round, then it might be Michael Pratt or Spencer Rattler, and he'll take a look at Stidham for a year, which I think is a terrible move.
On Monday, we had the odds from offshore, who would be the Broncos starting quarterback week 1, 1-1, Jarrett Stidham, 3-1 any rookie. So that's the real odds, and that's what they forecast. And, you know, they don't give a damn about anyone's feelings, emotions, radio station segment. Like, that's truly what they believe. So, holy smokes. We have a lot of ground to cover. Happy Friday to you boys. Enjoy it. Russell Wilson, holy moly. He is now the guy in Pittsburgh after Kenny Pickett wanted out. What does this mean for how the story will age in Denver? I want to start there coming up next. Happy Friday to ya. It is so great to be back sitting in this seat. Looking across from my guy, Philip Lindsay. How
the
you doing,
man, the myth, the legend, Zach By is back in the building. Drew was crying. KJ was sad. And I was the only one here smiling.
Oh, man. My gosh, I love it. I'm good, man.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. It was a good couple days in New York City. Went to a sports media conference. Yeah. And I've kind of, like, kicked myself for a couple of years looking at it, you know, from afar, saying, hey, you know, why don't you go to that? You know, why don't you go to that?
Why not?
And so I made the decision last year. I said, I'm going that next year. So I kind of had it in my head to go and had a good time. And we can talk about some of that later because I did, you know, run into some folks that I know people will know and had some fun conversations.
Stephen A., I seen that, man. Big name. Did you give his hairline back?
That thing has been sprinting from his eyebrows.
I am having a very bad day.
We know, Stephen A., we know.
Hey, man, I got some thoughts on Stephen A. to share later, but Nick Wright out there, I know, can be a polarizing name, you know, here and everywhere, really. And he was there and had some good conversation with him. So I'll share some stories a little bit later. Went to Madison Square Garden for my first time.
Yes.
Despite growing up in New York, never went there. So it was cool. But we'll get to that a little bit later on. But Russell Wilson, man, oh my goodness. This story keeps on evolving. It keeps on having turns and twists. It's about 2 hours ago, Phil, that we find out from Adam Schefter, who says, quote, trade. Steelers are sending quarterback Kenny Pickett to the Philadelphia Eagles in a pick swap, sources tell ESPN. Once Pittsburgh signed Russell Wilson, Kenny Pickett preferred to move on. Steelers got number 98, the 98th pick and and 2 7th round picks, and the Eagles are going to get in exchange for, are getting Kenny Pickett and pick number 120. So it's kind of very similar to the Sam Howell trade. But
I seen that coming. I seen Kenny Pickett when he was upset because he didn't get the starting job back with Mason Rudolph. It told me a lot right there that this man does not want to compete. He just wants something given to him because he's a first round draft pick. So when Russell Wilson came rolling in, a bigger name, although, you know, Kenny Pickett could probably, you know, battle with old Russ.
Sure.
He didn't want that. He just wants somebody to give it on a silver platter. So emotions run high because I've been there where I had to kind of calm down before I wanted to demand a trade or anything like that.
Yeah.
Because you don't know really what you're going to get into. And now you put yourself in a situation as Kenny Pickett as you are a backup. Now you're a solidified backup over there with the Philadelphia Eagles where you could have battled at least with Russ for the starting job.
Yeah, there must have been. Well, you know what? Let me start with your point, because I think you're making a great point. When someone in the heat of a season is openly upset that he doesn't get his job back, you haven't really earned the job in the first place. They might have overdrafted you in the first round anyway. And, you know, there's nothing to speak of his career that would prevent an incoming quarterback like Russell Wilson. So I kind of want to ask, like, Kenny Pickett, who do you think you are?
What are you doing?
Yeah. And
what are you doing?
And now instead of being a good, because guess what? I think the opportunity, and you know me, where I stand on Russ, so you take it with a grain of salt.
You love Russ. That's your boy. Got the haircut.
You see
that
the balding?
Of the trophy. Oh, he's going to get it now.
I want to chill that trophy.
How many do you want to win? I'm just curious. How many do you want to win over the next five years?
The next 5 years, I want to win 2.
Okay.
Ooh, I love it.
Oh, my God.
KJ, almighty. That's our boy.
Oh, man, it's your guy's boy. Oh, my God.
It's about winning.
Oh my gosh. And now that man doesn't have to compete. He doesn't have to compete for the job. And maybe he would have won the job anyway. He probably would have.
Well,
but
he might end up having to compete. This might be bad for Denver in a couple ways. It may look like the Pittsburgh Steelers may be looking for that young quarterback and are willing to move up. Now, I don't know how far they're willing to move up, But now they may be trying to move up to get that quarterback for the future while they still have Russ.
Oh, my gosh. I want to see. No, there's no. I don't think that's happening.
Oh, if that happens.
And
Denver.
Russ would have like a first round or a first round quarterback to.
Yes, to battle.
Behind him or battle.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Maybe. Maybe. But did you see Russell like signing that contract?
I did.
Phil, it looks like he has lost another 10, 15 pounds.
Stress, man. I think that's stress.
You think so?
It might be.
It might be. He looks very skinny in the face, like to a degree that like I don't remember seeing in the last 7, 8 years, 9 years from Russ.
So what is he trying to do? Just kind of be more agile, mobile?
Yeah, I think.
You know?
I mean, that'd be my guess. What would be your guess?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, the thing about this, and I got caught doing it, was getting out of my comfort zone in the sense of with my body weight, because I thought I had to be bigger because people were in my ear, and it hurt me actually than it helped me.
Okay.
So maybe for Russ, it's like he is getting older. He wants to be agile like he used to be back in the day. Maybe losing some pounds at his age is helping him out. Or maybe it is stress. Maybe it is like, you know what? You know, there's a lot of stuff going on. I got this $80 million. I don't know what to do with it. I'm stressed.
Where am I going to spend the Broncos money in Pittsburgh?
You know, am I going to buy another jet?
Yeah.
My house ain't for sale.
It is, Russ. It is. And you knew it then, you liar.
That's why you laughed.
That's Russ's little lying laugh. But Phil, because he bulked up before he came to Denver.
Mm.
And of course, he showed us how and all the videos and just doing like just the heavy lifting. And from that point, when he got to Denver, bulked up to where he is now, it feels like it's 40 to 45 pounds, dude. I swear, I'm not trying to be funny. Maybe it's actually 30.
Yeah.
But
you showed me a picture.
It's a lot. It's a lot, man. He was just huge, and maybe to withstand the hits in the pocket here in Denver, whatever. But now, man, that he looks he's got the bald head. He's got the skinny face.
To you, does he look good? Like
Yes. I think he looks good.
And
I do.
He's all about business, I guess. This man is all about business. Obviously, something went well in that meeting with Mike Tomlin.
Yeah.
To where they were able to trade Kenny Pickett and. Just feel like, you know what? We can ride with somebody like Russ. Let's ride, Russ.
Oh, my God.
Let's ride.
We can ride with someone like Russ. All right.
Got this country. Let's ride.
This is Russ. A very, very quick comment after he signed his contract.
What's up, Steeler Nation? Just signed, baby. Fired up to wear the black and gold. Here we go.
Oh, Zach, did you miss it, though?
Seriously. Will we hear that at least one more time? Here we go.
Oh, that's a new trademark.
Is that going to be the new thing?
But my man said black and gold. I thought it was black and yellow.
That's what I thought, too. That was the first thing I heard when
I thought. No, Russ. Don't do it.
So I did Google the Steelers' official colors, and they own their own, like, color mark. So like you're in, like, the paint store, it's like there's a million different kinds of blue, and they have names, and there's codes for them, you know? And I think they have their own code. It's Steelers Gold. So maybe he like hit up PR. Like, what are the official colors?
You would think so, right?
And that's Russ.
PR stud.
Yes. That. But I think to the general public, it's black and yellow.
Well, Wiz Khalifa said black and yellow, so everybody is riding with the black and yellow.
That's what it is. When you look at it, it doesn't strike me as gold. It looks like yellow. It looks like black and yellow.
Yeah.
But that would be Russ. Like, hey, what's the acrylic code for the color? So I get it, make sure I get it right.
Well, he has to get it right now. He's already under a microscope. If he goes in there and says the wrong colors, boy.
Man, so we'll see what's next in store for Russell. And we're going to circle back to this topic at the top of the hour. Play some sound. Russell reflecting on his time in Denver. Did he take a shot? We'll talk about it at the top of the hour. You are not going to want to miss that in 35 minutes from now if you're listening live and not after the fact on the Drive podcast. But in the meantime, as we shift gears, something changed with the Denver Nuggets since I was last on the air with Phil on Monday. And we'll tell you what that is coming up next. Happy Friday to you. navigating this snow. You guys get buried at home?
We did, man. But I was out there shoveling.
Yeah.
I was out there shoveling my little heart away.
Yes.
So hard.
Yes.
Was it snowing in New York?
No, it was beautiful. Yesterday was like 60 and sunny, like rooftop stuff.
See, I see how you are, Zach, man. Make your wife do all the shoveling and come home.
Well, you know, it was so nice because, and I was just telling Amanda and Richie this in the hallway, like, my wife had planned on doing double duty with the kids.
Uh-huh.
No school yesterday, no school today.
Right.
It ended up working out great. Just like hunker down, be safe. And then I got home and immediately started doing it, trying to dig us out so we could, you know, move our cars. Most of it's gone. This is what it is. It's March in Colorado, right? You get more snow in March than December in Colorado.
Crazy.
That's just how it is. So something changed with the Denver Nuggets since the last time we were on the air together on Monday. And what changed is there's a couple things. One, the Nuggets are now tied for the number one seed in the Western Conference.
Yes, sir. All right.
That's new and awesome. All right. And now, and this is a major shift. This time last week, and these numbers will be a little bit different depending on what book people use and this and that. But this time last week, the Denver Nuggets were around plus 450 to win the NBA title. So you bet $100 on them to win it all, and they went and did it. You'd get that $100 back plus $450 in winnings. Dude, in about 7 days, this has shifted down to plus 300. Now, there's some places it's still around a plus 330, plus 340, but there is not a lot of money to be made on the Nuggets to win the championship because the odds makers think it is incredibly, incredibly likely.
The odds makers are smart. They're very smart. They're finally watching the games. They're seeing what we're seeing, but they're seeing it at a rate like this. There's another element that just has been coming along for the Denver Nuggets that I feel like has helped swing the odds a little bit, Zach.
You're going to talk about the bench?
I'm talking about the bench, but not only the bench, MPJ.
Yeah.
MPJ is playing great ball. You
Look
haven't been
you.
Here, man.
Look at you.
I had nobody to talk to about MPJ. You know me, and you know I'm watching the game. I'm seeing MPJ do his thing, and I'm getting excited about it. I'm like, this is what Zach's been talking about.
Yeah,
I thought he was lying to me this whole time. He's averaging almost 20 points a game.
And you want to know what? I want to say this too. Just because he's rounding into form and showing a semblance of consistency does not mean that your criticism was not fair at the time that you were levying it.
Yeah.
And I'd be agreeing with you, but I'd just be saying, yes, but, you know.
Simmer down a little bit.
Yes, and let's let it play out. And MPJ, no, you're right, though. He is, and I have the numbers here, he has scored 19 points or more in 6 of the last 7 games.
Yeah.
I mean, that's around, what we say, 18 to 20, right?
Yep.
He averaged 19 points a game in his second year playing in the league, his third year in the league, but second year playing. And he's now rounding back into that form. And the consistency is the biggest thing. But also you're seeing the peak more often. He scored 25 or more in 4 of the last 10 games. This is all a very, very big deal. And I love it. That's you're seeing the championship odds reflect the winning, but also a max player playing, you know, playing really good basketball.
What about the bench, Zach? Talk about the bench. What are you thinking from him? How you liking it? Reggie Jackson did some good things out there.
Yeah,
last game.
You know what? That's a big moment for him.
Yeah.
Personally, it is because we had been talking about it. He had been struggling. He had been falling again to the background of the team, and he went from an awesome story in the first 30 games of the season to like closer to a liability than an awesome story. And I just thought that was a big moment for him the other night, closing the game, having Jamal say, hey, let's have this guy finish.
Yes.
There was a sequence where he made back-to-back-to-back buckets, you know, in the second half. And I love to see it. I don't know how sustainable it is. I don't know what his playoff minutes are going to look like, but it's something to build off and create more optimism, you know, around him and the bench.
Yeah, and if Reggie can come off the bench in the playoffs for us and do some good things, great. My biggest thing is Christian Brown, Peyton Watson, double trouble. They're doing some great things out
there. They are, yeah.
Zeke Nagy has kind of hit that dip back down.
Yeah.
My man's out there for 5-6 minutes, 0-0-0 on the stat line at times.
One thing I will remind you and anybody else about. I told you guys like 3 weeks ago when the Zeke Nagy hype was building, I'm like, just simmer down. Simmer down. I do not believe Zeke Nagy's going to play in the playoffs. and I don't think he's going to play in the playoffs. I just, he doesn't have enough runway to earn the trust going into the most important games of the year when the runway behind him is the last 4 years. And he just hasn't, he's like the can't get right guy. He's got a bunch of talent. He looks like the prototypical wing. In today's game, there's a disconnect.
Yeah, speaking of trust, can we trust what Malone is saying? Because Malone likes to talk like he doesn't want that number one seed.
I know.
But the actions are speaking loudly.
Yeah.
Putting in someone like Jamal Murray at the end of the game with the Heat game where things were settled and we were going to win, and Jamal was stretching, trying to show Malone, hey, I'm kind of tight. Malone said, get back in there.
Yeah.
It kind of shows you that he's comfortable with his guys being in there, like you've said, right? And also that he does want that number one seed. Of course, why would you not? If it's an easier way to the finals, give me everything you got then.
Yes. No, you're spot on. He can say whatever he wants. You can't just coach the way that he is. I've watched the guy coach for 7 seasons. He coaches every possession like it is the playoffs, and he doesn't have a chill button. He doesn't have a chill mode, and if you're like that on game days for 48 minutes, 82 times a year, how can you not be obsessing over the number one seed when it's right there? It's so close. It's right there for the taking. So, and guess what? There's nothing wrong with it, and it doesn't mean that it's going to supersede health. Like, no, you want to be healthy first and foremost, but to act like both of those two things can't be true at the same time is a little bit silly. And yeah, they're going for it, and they should, man.
Yeah, I agree. My whole thing is, my take is, if you take the starters out and they've been down and out for 10, 15 minutes, unless they just have to get back in the game, keep them out.
Yeah.
I mean, that's when you kind of have that liability of getting hurt.
Yes.
Because
let's just say something happened. Let's just say something happened. We'd be criticizing Michael Malone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he'd be in this chair tied up.
That was embarrassing.
A couple slap marks on him already. Answer me.
Ugly win is better than a pretty loss.
Well, that is for darn sure. And the Nuggets are just stacking up W's. They've come out of the All-Star break the same way as last year. The reflection year over year is pretty remarkable, man. So now you're talking about 10-1. It's freaking, wait, do I have that right?
Yeah, it's 10-1 now, and then they go to, it should be in San Antonio, but I think it's in Austin, Texas.
Correct,
KJ?
Yeah, correct.
You know,
yeah.
Austin, Texas, that's where they're going to get their 11-1, you know, win. Drew was in the back over here kind of trying to get me to say, are the Denver Nuggets going to be sleeping? You know, should we be worried about them? I'm like, listen, Drew. San Antonio is one of the worst teams in the league.
They are.
All right.
They are.
I was like, Drew, are they better than the Raptors? He said, no. I said, then we're good. They can still get this one.
San Antonio, they're bad. We know that. But when it comes to them playing teams over 500, San Antonio has had 39 games that meet that criteria. They are 7-32 in those games playing teams with a winning record. So
take that, Drew.
So we'll see. No, but I see that. I know the natural like trepidation of like, is this where you get caught slipping?
That's what they did against Toronto the other night. They slept for two and a half quarters. They finally turned it on. Yeah, they ended up pulling away because they're, you know, 1,000 times better than Toronto. But just don't get caught sleeping tonight. It's going to be kind of a wild atmosphere in Austin tonight, you know, with the Spurs up in town. So just, you know, you're coming off a game against the team you just beat in the NBA Finals. You got a big game on Sunday against Dallas. So just don't get caught sleeping. That's my only worry with the Nuggets at this point. Just don't get caught sleeping.
I actually think the Austin atmosphere may help Denver, where it's not just the normalness of playing in San Antonio. Maybe there is a bit of a heightened atmosphere there with a rare occasion where the Spurs are playing in Austin. But we shall see. That'll be later tonight. Man, we got an action-packed night here tonight between the CSU Rams, the CU Buffs, the Nugs. Yeah. We got the Avs tomorrow night against Edmonton. It's going to be a fun weekend for Colorado sports. And speaking of Colorado sports, Deion Sanders appears on late night TV, and Phil, he did use a phrase that it caught my attention. I'm going to tell you why coming up next.
You're listening to The Drive with Zach Bye and Denver, Colorado's own Philip Lindsay on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
Okay.
Give me my theme music. Coach Prime!
Full jump!
Coach Prime doing the rounds, man.
signing autographs, kissing babies. He has his book out.
You know,
he's gonna get it right. I promise you that.
I have some thoughts about that. We're gonna get to that.
Do you believe?
Zach is not believing.
You know, he is. He wrote a book. Well, he worked with someone that wrote a book with him.
Yeah.
And I forget who the author is. I forget. But anyway, it's Elevate and Dominate. 21 ways to win on and off the field. And he's doing the rounds. He's on national radio.
Yeah.
And he went on Jimmy Fallon. Jimmy Fallon.
That's crazy.
Late night. I mean, Jimmy Fallon, you know, the Tonight Show, that's a big deal.
Really big deal.
That's a big deal. Jimmy Fallon and I went to the same college.
For real?
The College of St. Rose in Albany.
Wow.
He's made just an incredible career for himself. And he had Dion on. And they're promoting the book. And here's a little bit of Jimmy Fallon and Coach Prime talking about Shador going number one in the NFL draft next year.
Oh, my God. I don't have a bad day. Like, every day is this great day. I'm coaching my kids, darn it.
You guys, your kids are there.
Yeah.
Shador?
Shador's the quarterback. Shiloh's the safety. And Junior's doing all the social media. He's around here somewhere filming.
Yeah, I saw him earlier around. Yeah. But Shador, the rumor is that he might be the first draft pick.
Well, he should.
Yeah.
Why would they be rumors?
Yeah. He should.
He should.
Are you going to get emotional? Because is this the last year you're going to teach?
This is our last hurrah, man. Like, we're coming down the home stretch.
Your kids aren't going to be there.
I've coached them ever since they've been babies. So it's going to be a great year, but it's going to be a tough year emotionally because, you know, this is it.
Yeah, you're a dad. You love your kids.
Yeah, but I got to send them off so they can make a lot of money and they can come and take care of dad.
All right. So that's Prime being Prime.
Everybody's dream.
Yeah, right?
your son's a hooper now.
He's got a long way to go. He's got a long way to go.
You better be nice to him or he's not going to give you none of that money when he gets that max deal.
Well, Shador, he is number one on a lot of draft boards.
Yeah.
You know, and
right now.
He does have a chance to be a first-round pick. I mean, shoot, we had Mel Kiper saying he could be a first-round pick this year if he came out. But I did think it was interesting. And we've been talking about this for, I don't know, Phil, 6-7 months, you and I, of is this going to be it for Dion? And I have been of the mind that this is it. This is it. And when I hear him use phrases like the last hurrah, the home stretch, quote, this is it, end quote, it furthers my conviction that this is Deion Sanders' last year coaching the Colorado Buffaloes. I'd be so pleasantly surprised if he came back for a third year because I want him to come back. But I do think this is it, and I think this has been a really fun story, and I'm going to enjoy it while it lasts.
Ooh.
That's my mindset.
So that's your mindset?
It is.
See, I have a different mindset. After listening to that, when he was on with Jimmy Fallon, he's sending his kids off to go to the NFL, you know, I think he's going to give it one more year because he doesn't want it to look just like I took this job, this opportunity just for my kids and use it just for my kids.
Sure.
And he wants to see what he has done. He still has a bunch of other young men that have came to the school, coming to the school because of him,
mm-hmm.
you know, and he is one of those coaches that he cares about his kids. And if you're his coach, he's going to treat you like one of his kids. That's the kind of feeling I get. And asking around in Boulder, that's kind of what they've said is like, he's that father figure to a lot of these kids. And all it takes is for him to see some of those young men and be like, I want to see them succeed as well. My kids are doing their thing. I still have to do my thing as a coach.
Yeah.
And as a father figure to some of these other young men that I've brought in, I promised their parents. You know, putting himself in their shoes. So I see him at least coming back for one more year, Zach. One more.
You know what? Maybe you're right. Maybe it is a third year. But you mentioned the phrase, you know, promise to parents. Remember he was asked that. Like, what do you tell the parents when they say, are you going to be here in 2 years or 3 years? And he never really answers that question. And is there a chance, Phil, that he doesn't know? That he's just taking it truly 1 year at a time? And I guess that's possible. But regardless what happens, and I got into a conversation that was like bordering on like not an argument, but it was a heated conversation.
Uh-oh.
I went to this sports media conference in New York, and former offensive lineman Jeff Schwartz okay, who is we're the same age. He played at Oregon.
Yep.
He was a seventh round pick in the 2008 draft and ended up sticking around forever. I mean, he was in the league for like a decade, and he's like. That program, and I don't mean to like, I'm not coming at him by any means. By the way, it was a good conversation, but he's like, but he's gone, and Colorado is gonna be, they're gonna be left empty handed, and da da da. And I'm like, Jeff, like they were empty handed. You couldn't get, you know. And he used the word irrelevant. He's like, they're gonna be irrelevant when he's gone. I said, Jeff, they were before he got there. There was no downside for Colorado.
Down and out.
Really, and this past year has been a giant commercial for CU Boulder, and yeah, he's been the straw that's stirring the drink, but you just can't tell me Colorado football is not in a better place with Prime, and I know how they finished, and I know, like, we wanted more, and you wanted more, and the fan base, the alumni wanted more, but goodness, man, I just... This has been a success regardless of how this goes because of where the program was at before he arrived.
I think I read somewhere there was like a 68,000 like applicants have been put out.
I saw that.
Come on, Zach. Like, that's crazy. It's kids want
50% more out-of-state applicants now.
Kids want to come from outer state to here, to Boulder, to Colorado, where it could be cold at times, all right? Where it could be nice and sunny at other times. That's because of Coach Prime. That's not because of the school.
No.
I don't want to knock the school, but guess what? The school's been around for a very long time, and now we're just now starting to see more people want to be here. That's because of the culture that Coach Prime has built, okay? The basketball teams are doing well. Things like that. When your sports are doing well as a whole, from the women's to the men, especially your football team, let's be real.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to be a part of that. That's what made Alabama so special.
Yes. Yeah. The year before Nick Saban got there, to Nick Saban's last year, out-of-state applicants up 300%.
That's crazy.
They made like $1 billion just through, like, the 10-year, $100 million deal, that's a bargain that you get Nick Saban on. And we'll see how it goes.
Well, is that how you got that black eye?
What's that?
Oh, Jeff? Jeff had enough of you?
I was telling him, like, Jeff, I'm like, do you remember their record the year before that Prime got there? Like, yeah, I know they finished last.
Yeah.
I remind my co-host of it pretty frequently. I know the 6-game losing streak that they finished on. But no one would even waste radio time, podcast time, certainly TV time on talking about Colorado football in the year or two leading up to Prime's arrival. And now they did.
Well, look what he's doing. He's on everybody's show still. Everybody's podcast. He has books coming out. Like, so no, they're not going to be irrelevant right now.
All right. I could go without the book.
You're going to be the first in line.
Well,
Mr. Prime?
Can you please sign it?
It's Prime Time?
CH.
Excuse me, Prime Time?
we can have that conversation later. Nothing serious, but I could go without it. I'll explain later why. But in the meantime, are the Denver Broncos caught between a Russ and a hard place? That's coming up next.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.